The Leeds United game on Saturday. It's the late kickoff taking on Sunderland. Let's find out some more about the Black Cats and how they're acclimatising to life in the Championship. We are joined by James Hunter from The Chronicle. James, welcome to the show.
Hi there, how are you doing, Andy? Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, great to speak to you, and I'm really good, thanks. How are you finding life in the Championship? I have to say, from the outside looking in, you've acclimatised better than I thought you would do.
Yeah, I think it's been quite a positive start from Sunderland's point of view, really. I think the fans didn't really know what to expect at the start of the season. Obviously, with the change of manager and lots of players having left over the summer and some new faces, many of them were people that the fans weren't that familiar with. So it was a bit of a suck it and see approach. And I think the general feeling is that Sunderland have done really well in their opening three league games. Obviously, they're still unbeaten, got five points on the board already, which is actually Sunderland's best start for about 7 or 8 years. So all things considered, there's quite a degree of positivity here at the moment.
Now, we in West Yorkshire, James, we know all about the boss, Simon Grayson. He's obviously managed at both Leeds and Huddersfield. So I think from this part of the world, when he went to Sunderland, there was a feeling that you guys could do well under him. I mean, how well was he received initially, and have the perceptions maybe changed over the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, I think that when Simon Grayson first came, people were sort of prepared to give him a chance, but he was not a wow factor name. But I think he was exactly the kind of manager that the club needs in the current circumstances. He's capable of operating on a tight budget, and he knows the Championship in and out. He knows what's expected. There were other options for Sunderland in the summer. They could have brought in a big name, somebody like Ryan Giggs, for instance. But you never really know what you're going to get with high-profile managers without a track record such as him. I mean, obviously it worked very well for Sunderland previously with Roy Keane, but there's no guarantee with these things. I think that it's a much more sensible choice to bring in somebody like Simon Grayson, who, as you say, has extensive experience at clubs like Leeds and Huddersfield and Blackpool and elsewhere. So I think he's exactly the kind of man they need.
To the players and transfers, just looking at some of the articles that I've seen on The Chronicle in the last day or two, potentially a player or two out and a player or two in, and I see Robert Snodgrass was one that was being talked about, again, somewhere else that we're familiar with in West Yorkshire.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Robert Snodgrass played under Simon Grayson at Leeds. They obviously know each other well. The problem from Sunderland's point of view is that obviously, West Ham paid £7 million for Snodgrass in January. Sunderland don't have a great deal of money at the moment. And also, his wages will be an issue coming down from Premier League wages. So if I was a betting man, I'd say that's likely to just be no more than asking the question and seeing what comes of that. But I think that Simon Grayson's signing so far, he's brought in seven new faces already. You know, they've hit the ground running, and I think the fans have been really impressed with the names. Well, not the names, but the ability of the players that he's brought in for not very much money, particularly when you think about how much money Sunderland have spent on fairly poor players in recent years. So I think that obviously for any new manager to have players that hit the ground running is a massive advantage.
To Saturday's game specifically, and who's impressed you the most so far under Grayson, the player that you would say that Leeds United really needs to be looking to stop?
Well, it has to be Aidan McGeady. He's been an absolute steal of a signing for £250,000 from Everton. And when he's on song, I don't think there are many defences in the Championship that can stop him, in all honesty. Republic of Ireland international. He's got an excellent record. He hasn't played much football in recent seasons, or certainly not for Everton. But he's somebody that Grayson wanted from the moment he first arrived here. He was outstanding against Sheffield Wednesday in midweek. And he's the one, I think. He's going to be the main danger for Leeds. But there are others too, people like Lewis Graben. And then in midfield, there's somebody like Lee Cattermole, who can dictate the game and run the game. And they're all going to be threats in different ways, I think.
You mentioned Aidan McGeady. I saw him when he played against Huddersfield last season for Preston. He looked a real winner at this level. Somebody else, though, just with that must like Huddersfield head on for a second, I want to ask you about James. Is James Vaughan, how's he settled in?
Yeah, well, James Vaughan's done pretty well. He's done everything apart from score so far. He's been a perfect foil for Graben up front. He's done a lot of the hard work, winning the knockdowns and the headers and the flick-ons. They've put together a really good partnership, attacking partnership. He just hasn't actually managed to get on the score sheet himself. I think once he gets that first goal, then that will do wonders for his confidence, and he'll be off and running himself. But yeah, I think the fans have loved to see his sort of work rate and work ethic, and see somebody closing down and putting defenders under pressure, and he's certainly done plenty of that in these opening games.
Yeah, it will be fascinating to see if he can continue to do that, and if everybody for Sunderland and Leeds United is up for the game. It should be a really great one. Both sides will be looking to get the 3 points. It's one that you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Kickoff is at 5:30 at the Stadium of Light. It's been a real pleasure to get you on, though, James Hunter from The Chronicle. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem at all. Anytime.